Well, has it been fun?
Well,
being farmers and being farmers' wives.
There's a lot of work to it. I mean, there's a lot of
I mean, our hours, the men and my sons are from 8 to 5, but our hours aren't. Our hours are continuous.
Women's hours.
And my husband's here.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get through with your day's work, you've got all your paperwork to do.
Yes.
You know.
And the phone and closing up and all.
And if people come here, I mean, it is an awfully hard thing in a way to have all, although it's cheaper not to cart the potatoes away. You're always on hand. You have to be always ready to sell.
Well,
always
yes,
ready.
And they come after 5 o'clock to pick them up lots of times. Mm-hmm. Right?
They can't.
Some people
they work.
Can't come before they work. So and they can't all come on a Saturday.
And we some are here at 7 a.m. before.
Yes, before you get your clothes on. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. I don't keep open on Sunday because I made that rule 2 or 3 years ago so that we would have that day.
Yeah.
You need a day.
Yeah. You need a day.
We do. We're exhausted. Yes.
To carry on because we get pretty tired.
But I put a sign up and they drive in the yard and read the sign and go out.
Mm-hmm. So
that's the
way to do it. Yes. Well, now, how deep do you have to plow, and have you found in all this plowing? I suppose it's been plowed and plowed and plowed for so many generations that you're not finding arrowheads anymore.
Well,
like
you know, the rock men come down every fall, and all winter long they tread over the land after the rain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, part of this is quite rich in Indian background due to the apparent fact that the Indians did live up here along the river.
Yes, that's what I thought.
And I leased a piece of land, which is the other side of the lagoon land near the river, that is particularly, they've found quite a lot of arrowheads down there.
Well, we have here on the farm, we've got,
well,
I gave them to our grandchildren.
My grandfather found quite a few slate white granite quartz-like, and then there is a lot of gray slate.
Yes,
which I don't know where
large
they got.
Large or small?
Well, they're long and narrow. The arrowhead that was around here, but quite well shaped.
Beautiful.
And we have some of
the tomahawks and things.
Yeah,
and
pestles and stuff.
And bowls and mortars and pestles and so on.
Yeah.
I haven't got any of the bowls.
No.
Al Lees has got one down here. I wish I had. I've got one of the rollers out here. They call them rollers. They're a rock that they used to push around in the stone to grind corn.
Yes.
You know.
Al Lees has one?
Well, so I understand when he bought that from Cecil Wing. That,
I think he's got the...
He inherited it.
He's got the bottom part of it.
The bottom
part. We have
a
top part. Yeah.
You ought to get there.
Now, several times I've been going to ask him if he wouldn't like to sell the thing.
He has his
own children and so on, and so they may want to keep it, but it's too bad for them not. I mean, I think maybe we need a kind of an Indian museum or something.
Well,
so
there's quite
all
a lot of...
because there were so many Indians in this area.
Yes. Well, this, what's the name of the fellow that is so good on Indians over in, we've had him, you know,
I have this book on the...
Is it Sylvia?
No, he's a teacher at the high school history.
Well, anyway, he's very good in the history of
Westport. I had him
speak
at Grange.
When there was evidence of Indians, you know, and like that. And of course, there was a lot of Indians down in Little Compton.
Oh,
and
yes.
And where my grandfather lived down there was right where they were, right where Old Man Church had his estate down there on Second Point.
Mm-hmm.
That's near the golf club there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course down here at Horseneck there used to be a remnant of
things. Horseneck Beach, I've read stories about Indian games on the beach and horse racing and all kinds of things like that. Which went
I did have, but they must have a copy of it. Gladys Gifford at the head of Westport did make a history of Westport, and in there they had the different tribes, you know, that visited or went through here on their way between Plymouth and Ashawak, as they called it.
Mm-hmm.
What did they call Sakonnet? There was another name. We call it Sakonnet Point.
Yeah.
They didn't. I can't remember the pronunciation. But, and of course, this isn't too far from King Philip's.
No. No, actually, most of Westport, I hear, was destroyed in King Philip's War.
Yeah,
the old houses.
Yes, and then the rivers were a great place for them to settle because they got their fish and shellfish and stuff, you see, from them. And of course, we've got two branches in Westport.
Yes. The rivers have made an enormous difference. Apparently, this Westport was settled because of the rivers. Rhode Island didn't seem to have very many, much water or many rivers.
Well, they had rivers, but I mean, I don't know. There didn't seem to be that much. I don't know why not either, because the Skunk River, you know, runs all up, of course, around the island of Rhode Island. But of course, it was much bigger. It was like this river here had more flats to it, like I think, and places like the clams, and then of course we had the island. See, there's very few, I don't think there's any, there's one or two little islands in the Sakana, but we've got the six islands down here, and of course they all had clams.
Yes.
Most days.
Oysters and clams, and eels, and so on.
Scallops and stuff. You know.
Where did you shop? Where did you go to market? I mean,
years ago?
Yeah.
Well, once a week, my folks would. Well, of course, the country store up here took orders and they delivered. And but if my folks used to go.
Yeah,
rolling
books and a butcher.
Yes.
And you had deliveries from
fishmen, meat cart, and rolling books.
Yeah.
Okay, now go me down.
Well, how long ago was that, Isabel?
That was in the 30s.
In the 30s. And on, I suppose, long before that, too.
Yes, because Grandma Bonhauer spoke of the butcher coming in. And the grocery man.
Did everybody bake their own bread, I suppose?
They carried it.
They way back. I don't know about bread. My mother made bread anyway, so that. And of course, this was a mail route that went from. Adamsville to New Bedford.
This Hicksbridge Road was a mail route.
Yeah, this was the crossing. Yeah. See, it was the most direct
route
crossing. Yeah.
From New Bedford to.
From New Bedford to Adamsville.
Yeah, Adamsville. Maybe on from Adamsville to.
Well, there was somebody
Tiverton
else, I think, took it from Adamsville to the Commons, or then it went up to the to Tiverton.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was any.
It went to Little Compton and then up to Tiverton.
Because that road that goes up by the old stone church used to be an awful. There was a path, you know, a really rough path. It wasn't traveled at all like it is now comparatively.
No.
What was?
Can you remember when this was not a paved road?
Oh yes, it wasn't a paved road until in 19. Well, I'm not exact. It must have been around 1919 or 20 before it was. It was a dusty, old, muddy dirt road, especially through here, because the snow filled the hollow here.
Mm-hmm.
And they sometimes, when it was too full, went through the yard and went through the field.
In other words, because they just simply couldn't, the mail would.
Well, the only way they could shovel it was by man shovel labor. And the town used to do it eventually, but. Sometimes if we had a...
You couldn't plow out in those days.
No, we didn't have any such a thing.
No. And when you had such deep snow, I don't see how the mails could get through.
Well, they got through. They finally got through. They had a sleigh.
I see.
The old man Waite used to come from... He lived on Cranwell Road, and then he went... Well, he started his route at Adamsville. And I can see him now going through with the sleigh. Then when it got... So that they had a horse and wagon. They had three seats in the back. They used to take passengers.
To over to Adamsville and then Little Compton.
Well, they pick them up or they take them to New Bedford in the morning and then whoever wanted to do an errand or something, then they come back with them.
Did you and your family shop locally mostly, or did you go into New Bedford?
When my mother wanted to go shopping, she went to New Bedford. They weren't Fall River minded.
No. This has been the interesting thing I've discovered in taking people, is that those people who live on this side of the river all were oriented toward New Bedford, and those who lived on the other side of the river went to Fall River.
That's right.
It seemed to be a division.
Well, I went to Fall River.
Yeah.
I worked in New Bedford, but after we were married, I liked Fall River, and because he was working there, but I got used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And
Fall River's terribly hard to find your way around in now, I think.
Oh, now? Well, New Bedford is too.
Oh, yes.
It's hard to get used to the streets.
I don't like either city
no,
now.
No. Thank heavens we don't have to go very often.
It's the cities have changed so very much from what they used to be.
Yes. I'd rather go in and take a bus to Boston.
Well, I think that's
yes.
true.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are old standbys that you know they're there.
Yes.
You know, but in New Bedford and Fall River, both the center of Fall River has nothing.
No.
And now they're going to tear the Hunter building down and leave just the Academy building, which the Portuguese.
And do you like the malls?
Well,
I don't.
I think they're going to be short-lived, to be honest with you. I don't think that it's going to bring people downtown.
No. No,
well,
it
I
isn't.
I think the person who don't have a car
yeah.
Is going to enjoy going downtown
yes.
maybe and sitting on the seat and meeting somebody
mm-hmm.
else or like that. But, I mean, as far as the rank and file people, they're going to go to the shopping center over here in Dartmouth. That's the example of New Bedford.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, now you have a shopping center in Fall River and
Swansea. Yes.
What is there to go downtown for?
Nothing, really.
I don't see how the 5 and 10 exist. It's still down there at the corner of Annawan Street.
Yes. when did people begin to... Do you remember when people began to use cars, automobiles and things here in contrast to wagons and horses and sleighs?
Well, it's a little bit faint because, well, my dad had a car almost as soon as I remember of anyone having a car because he drove into the barn and then put the brakes on and put the radiator right through the back partition.
Did you see the drugstore the other day?
No.
No. Someone's brakes failed and all the front windows in the drugstore up here are broken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The man, poor man, his brakes just gave way.
And there is quite
right
a
right into the drugstore.
Yes. Fair bin?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's this week. That's yesterday.
No,
yeah.
But there used to be a great many horses around here because, that was the general people didn't have the money to have a car.
No.
And my father had an old Model T, which then didn't cost more, $600 or $700
mm-hmm.
probably.
Mm-hmm. So you were one of the first people here, really, to have a car.
Well,
then.
I remember Frank Slocum. You don't remember Frank Slocum.
No.
Well, he lived down here. He was an auctioneer. He had a car.
Oh, he was the auctioneer.
And,
yeah.
Yes.
And your uncle, Aunt Lucy's husband,
my aunt's husband, he sold cars in Fall River, but
mm-hmm.
not in Westport.
Mm-hmm.
And sold the Crawford car, which
mm-hmm.
was a popular car at
mm-hmm.
that time. And then he had an agency for tires, Springfield Tires. In Fall River, and the Crawford car was a little more expensive.
I see than the Ford.
It was more like the Cadillac type.
Yes,
people,
yes.
Know?
Were there there weren't Cadillacs then, were there?
No, they were old cars. Like a what was it?
What did you have? What kinds of cars?
We had Fords. That's
you
what
had
we
Fords,
had, yeah.
But what other kinds of cars you have had?
Well, the General Motors started out with a Buick, I can remember, as an old car. Then there are lots of cars that that went out of existence.
You know, we had a Franklin. Did you ever remember a Franklin?
I worked for Frank Albro in Fall River in cotton business, and
mm-hmm.
he had two Franklins. Mm-hmm. They were air-cooled, you know.
Yes.
And that's the first car I ever drove outside of my own because I know I got stuck. And they used to have an auxiliary gas tank.
Yes.
And if you got out of gas, you had to suck the gas up from the auxiliary tank and then quickly put the rubber tube on to the other. And I didn't make it. I had to get somebody to come up and do it. I didn't like the taste of gasoline. That
no, I wouldn't either.
But the Franklins were a nice car.
Yes, they were.
They weren't cheap.
The Franklin was my mother's car, and at that same time, Packards were making cars, my father's car was a Packard, and he drove it, they each drove and drove and drove, and I liked the Franklin because it had such a funny nose.
Well, it was kind of a snappy-looking car.
Yes.
It looked like somebody took a knife and cut the front off.
Yes.
It was kind of the rest of the lines were not
too bad.
No.
And then there were the Pierceros.
Well,
oh, that was an old
yes, yes, that really isn't. Aren't there still fears there?
Yes.
That's a marvelous part.
Well, this fellow right down here on Drift Road has some wonderful collection of cars there. You know,
Delano.
Right across from where Mary
Delano?
Well, Delano has and
old cars.
Yeah, a couple of old cars. But this fellow is further up the road on the right-hand side coming up. There's a building in there, no name on it, a flat roof building.
Oh.
And he's got some beautiful old cars in there.
I wish I knew his name.
I'll find it out. And John's been down there, don't you know? It's right next to Hilda Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know Hilda Reed? He's got some
Is Hilda Reed interested in Westport history?
Well.
Is she the Reed? There is a Reed over at Sampson's. A woman named Reed over at Sam.
Yes, that's
Marion Reed.
Yes, she would be interested in.
I think I'd like to take her.
She would be.
Yeah. She would be. Well, you get back into the era similar to mine.
Mm-hmm.
So she must be pretty many money. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go over and take Mr. Sampson one day. Later on this month.
Yes, you'll get the Northwestport.
That's the thing I wanted to get was the
Northwestport
plant.
Right, yeah.
I'm trying to get some of the, this is Southwestport,
mm-hmm.
and the Southwestport plant now. And then I've had the point, and I need the Northwestport more.
Do you have anyone around the head that you go to?
I'm going to take Lincoln Tripp on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and...
There's very few old people left up there. Arlene Gifford is the old.
I was going to ask about Arlene Gifford.
She's not in very good health, although she converses very good. She would be the oldest one, I think, left now.
But I was going to call her and see what she got to take, or we want to take.
Well, we had moved, I think, into Westport, and I know I was a teenager, and of course we came down here because my grandmother's sister was Susan Purse down here at the point.
Yes.
And we used to come down and visit Aunt Susan. But my own grandmother, my father's mother, we learned, was born and brought up in Westport.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and I never knew that until I was a teenager. And she was a Chase.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, the old names linger on and on and on. You keep discovering people who discover their families.
You see, the mothers in those days died quite young, and the men married again, and there were two or three sets of children, you know, sisters and half-sisters.
Mm-hmm. Have you always been a healthy family? Have you had, what did you doctor? What did you use for a doctor?
I don't know.
I was not the only
doctors.
Child anyway.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't have to have any doctoring done.
No, not much.
Knock on wood.
Well, I was brought up in the city. I had a family.
Yeah.
We had a family.
Yeah. But you didn't, there wasn't actually, when we first came, which was in the 50s, there wasn't anyone here in Westport.
No.
We would have to go to over to Adamsville, there were quite a few.
Dr. King and Dr. Von Trapp came in.
And,
Dr.
Von Trapp.
Mm-hmm.
No,
Dr. Burt was at the head.
Yes, but he was not a doctor that practiced too much
too
in the
much,
town.
No.
He was on the St. Luke's staff.
Mm-hmm.
But during the war, I was on the extension program. I worked for a good many years with the extension program, and I had a doctor practically ready to come to Westport, and because extension was working for it at that
mm-hmm.
time, because it wasn't known in the town, but I had talked with him, and he went over and visited Dr. Burt,
mm-hmm.
and after his visit with Dr. Burt, decided not to come.
Oh dear, that's too bad, isn't
but
it?
But he's in town now, and he's in the north end of the town. He and his wife are both doctors, and they live there, and they practice.
Are they practicing in here in Westport?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What do you want to mention the name?
Dr. Wadowski.
They've moved. They've moved to Fall River.
Have they moved from Highland Avenue?
Highland Avenue?
Yes.
Because Alice goes up there, too,
Highland Avenue in Fall River.
Yeah. No, Highland Avenue in North Westport.
Oh, well, it's in Westport.
In Westport.
Yeah, you know by St. George's
No,
Church.
They've moved.
Oh, they have?
Because my son, David, and David Rudowski were closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And the Rudowskis decided, he was practicing in Fall River, too, mostly,
yes.
Dr. Rudowski.
Yes.
And he thought it was far, much too far to commute.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 years ago, they sold that big house.
Oh,
and moved into Fall River so he could be right next to the hospital.
Is he up on Highland Avenue in Fall River?
I think so.
Because
mm-hmm.
that
well,
was
he would have been wonderful too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not
yeah.
saying we don't have good. We do have
we
good
do.
Doctors.
But
I'm
he was
very.
He was a lovely person.
Time,
I knew him
yes.
quite well, both of them too.
Yes.
He
and,
yeah. was
and David practically lived with that his son
yeah.
because
well, this was
these two Davids.
This was before he was married, but
yes.
he was planning to be married
mm-hmm.
and was sort of looking for a place to settle. And mm-hmm. I thought he was such a wonderful person. I thought how wonderful it would be, you know.
It would have been.
Yeah,
well, he
yeah.
lived on, didn't he live on Winter Street then?
Mm-hmm.
Did he become a surgeon? No. Did he specialize?
I think he's internal.
He is an internal.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Well, now she is a specialist on
children.
Children and blood disease.
Yeah,
she's excellent.
No, she Alice Borden goes to her.
Well, I mean, she is an MD.
Yeah.
Isn't she? But she also specializes in blood disease.
I don't know about that.
Well.
I know Alice goes to her. And
they're both smart. Very,
very
smart.
Nice people.
But they did. They bought, when they bought that place that they lived in, Highland
Avenue,
so in Westport, belonged to the Lewis
here.
Family.
They were the people who ran on the mills.
That's
yeah.
right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
do you remember very much about the mills?
Well, I remember going up there,
mm-hmm.
you know, by, they were very active and they gave employment to quite a lot of people right here in the town.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Lewises and the Traffords, it was a sewed up thing and family-wise,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Do you remember much about Mill Village?
Well, Mill Village, I don't know, was that the upper mill or the lower mill?
Yes.
And then the other one would
must have been the upper mill.
The upper mill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the upper
that
mill had the power.
Yes.
They got the power.
They got
the
power.
Yeah.
And
they had the store and the
mm-hmm.
yeah.
office.
Mm-hmm. And that was connected more or less with the Rudowski's house. That was,
yes.
in other words,
yes.
the Rudowski's
right.
house
yeah.
was just
yeah.
above
mm-hmm.
The mill village.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most all those houses along on St. George's Church side of the road were either Traffords or Lewis's, and or if the daughter married, but there was another house. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? It was sort of family-like. Because
yes.
Mrs. Lewis, who used to take in sewing, you know,
yeah.
she was a Lewis, but they were part of that family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the
Lawtons.
The Lawtons,
yeah, they married into the family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the Lawtons
the
field, what is her name? Fields over here is a Lawton.
Yeah, but that isn't the Lawtons that I mean.
No,
that's another Lawton.
That's another Lawton.
That was the head of the Westport Lawton.
Yes.
Her in-laws had a farm up on Sanford Road. That Lawton.
Mm-hmm.
But these Lawtons, I mean, were in the mills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Well, the other, that Lawton, I don't know where he came from, but now, May, her name was Burroughs.
Mm.
And
it was the Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Well, I think
maybe.
But
the warehouses, you know, used to be the old warehouses.
Yes.
Those were weird places to come by. They were just there in back of what was a store. Now it's where Danny has his boats and trailers and
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
There was the post, the store. And then in back of that were these huge warehouses that came down Union Avenue, you know,
mm-hmm.
where they stored things.
Now tell me, in relation to something that's there now, so I will know and the people who listen to this tape will know more or less where these warehouses were.
They were on Union Avenue, and they were... just above the old church, the factory church
mm-hmm.
there. just a little ways up toward the state road, there were these warehouses. And then across the street, then there was the store on the corner, and that was the mill store. And then across the street was a little post office, and that's where Israel Hall used to.
Do you remember the Cogswell house? That's a little house that just recently was taken down because it fell down.
Yeah, that was too bad. Because Mrs. Hopkinson tried to preserve that as long as she lived.
I'm sorry they tore it down.
I am too.
It's the way it's set, of course, you can't blame them.
It was supposedly, from something I read the other day, the oldest house in Westport.
It was.
And
that and Oscar Palmer's.
And
over
Oscar
on the
Palmer's.
End. And the Potter.
And the Wade Potter house
up
here.
I don't know what's left of that now. Is there anything left of it?
Nothing left of the Wade Potter except maybe it's a part of a chimney or something. But, well, I'm very grateful. I won't keep you any longer. We will just say good night and thank you. And this has been a marvelous, marvelous tape.